Free Doctor of Kansas City. This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing? Sandy here with Local Splash.
Good. You with who, sir? I'm sorry.
With Local Splash, just in regards to the first page campaign on Google we spoke earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah. Did you send that over?
Yeah, absolutely, I did. I sent over the email to you, a program recap, everything we're including to you and Mr. Calvin. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second here.
Yeah, of course.
I gotta check my email over here. I just got out of chiropractor.
No, no problem. No problem. No, I'll just forward it one more time so you kind of get a fresh one here, but it'll just be a local title, Local Splash Online Marketing. And it just has everything in writing. Everything.
Oh, there it is. I see Andy Abira. I see the awesome. One incentive, 125.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
$99 a month, no contract, first shirt. Exclusive Google Ads space, metal platforms, woman. It says save performance promise insurance for first page search results. I really wouldn't have anything to do with that. So then how do you track it if you're not using a different known number? How do you track what comes from you and what doesn't?
Really good question. So we wouldn't have a tracking number onto your number or anything like that. Since it's your Google page and it's your digital business card, that's yours, right? So we're just the ones managing it. So we'll be added on as a manager to the listing. And the way we'll track it is we'll get an analytical back office tool that we have as Google Channel Partners, where we're able to see how many people are landing, how many people are clicking, what they're typing in, and what's converting as far as people making the action to call. And that's how we kind of decide the search terms off of what you want to target, of course. And then we'll track it with just kind of looking at insight and attaching a dashboard or an analytical tracking system so you can see how many clicks and how many visits you're getting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, yeah, you don't need my passwords or any of that thing to get into my site, right?
Not at all. Not the website. No, sir. Yeah. We would just advertise, link, and promote the site. I did mention to Mr. Calvin, if you guys are interested in one of our sites, we do have beautiful sites. They're built for conversion. They're mobile optimized. So if you ever want to take advantage of ours, it's included for free. But as of now, if your website is what you want branded and advertised, that's what we're going to link, and we wouldn't make any changes to the webpage.
Mm-hmm. But if I want to make some changes, those are free as well.
That's if you use our template. So yeah, we couldn't make an adjustment to that template because that's whatever company or whatever website development company you bought it off of, right?
Right.
But we'll have the same domain name, which is thetreedoctorkc.com. It'll just be an updated 2024 Google site when they click into that same domain name. Mm-hmm.
That's something else we could talk about down the road a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's always something. That's just an option. Yeah, if that's something that you guys want later on, it's for free. So you could always add it on whenever you need to. But like I was mentioning,
my website's pretty old and the data's old on it. Even though I do get quite a bit of business from it,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of been a little contract dispute with the guys that thought they bought the site. So.
Oh, yeah, that's how they do it, yeah, and no worries, yeah, we'll be able to take everything off of it as far as the reviews on the side. I just kind of give it a facelift where it's a 2024 site. It also has a payment integration dashboard. So with our page, Paul, if you want it activated, you could actually receive payments with the Visa MasterCard through the website. So it's really nice in advance.
That I don't know that I'd need because we have that through our SRM database.
Oh, okay.
Our CRM database, I'm sorry. And that's been working out okay. I mean, we might look at that down in the future, but I'm just very interested in getting as much work as I can and working my ass off. I mean, we're coming into the end of the season, but there's still a lot of things that can be done. So you guys decide the keywords and everything else.
Good
based
question,
on other searches?
100%, yeah. So you'll have a technician and a technician team. are really nice, and they'll ask you about what you want to target, search words, keywords, cities, and areas. And we'll look at the analytics in those areas as far as what people are searching so you get the maximum clicks and people are responding to the advertising we're programming you for.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when you say the area that I'm in, am I restricted to a certain number of areas, a certain area based on the price I'm paying?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah,
so I could just tell you I want to do the whole Kansas City metropolitan area.
100%.
And that wouldn't change the price?
Wouldn't change the price, not at all. Yeah, everything's included as far as how far you want to drive and the cities and counties you want to cover. If you ever want to switch over a photo, maybe target a veteran discount for Veterans Day with advertising, all the adjustments are included for free whenever you need to. Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Yeah, I mean, I think for the $250, I think it's well worth it, especially if you tell me, if you're telling me we can five times our output based on what we input, I'm in.
Oh, you're going to love it, yeah. Yeah, definitely. My clients usually see a 12-to-1 return just because it's not just one campaign. It's Facebook ads, it's directory submissions, smart car searches that we're combining. So it's really going to be a nice long-term marketing campaign. And, to get it started, I'm just going to create and verify the information I have on file. I will send over everything to you in writing, of course, Paul, with your terms, your invoice, and receipt. Just outlining that it's always month to month. $249 is not for just this month or 6 months. It's always that same rate locked in for you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. And then after the 6 months, does the rate go back to normal?
No, not at all. No, it's never a promo price. So it doesn't matter if it's for 6 months or 6 years. It's always just $249. It's grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
And, yeah. I'm going to create the profile here, verifying the business name, Paul, and how you want it to appear on the first page. I have Tree Doctor. Is that correct?
Nope. Tree Doctor LLC. Tree Doctor of Kansas City LLC.
Nice.
Are you on my website?
I am. I have your site here. Yeah. I love your logo with the doctor with the guy kind of hanging. That's a really nice
site.
Yeah,
I designed that.
That's amazing.
But it shouldn't say just Tree Doctor on there. It should be Tree Doctor of Kansas City. Our business name does have an LLC after it.
You got it. Awesome. Thank you. And everything we're going to brand, every listing, every ad, every campaign, it's all going to have that same exact name all across the board, okay? So thank you,
okay,
sir. And as far as business, the primary business line, Google does allow just one primary number. Would you like to use the 913-341-6100 as a primary line of contact for you?
Yes, sir.
You got it. And then we'll send over that welcome email with just everything in writing, everything we're including and bundling with the package. I take it you want everything at paul@treedoctorkc.com. Is that the best email address for you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Paul. And then we'll send over the welcome email with everything in writing. But just to organize the campaign on our end, Paul, what's your last name?
Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R.
Thank you, sir. And as far as business hours and how you want it to appear on the first page, what hours are you open for service calls and the phone calls?
7:30 to 7:00.
Oh, very nice.
Just make it seven to seven. That's good.
7-7. Okay. And then you open 5 or 6 days, 7 days out of the week?
6, sometimes 7.
You got it. Put that in here. And then once you're done with the job, how can they pay you, Paul? You said you're accepting Visa, MasterCard, check, cash, any electronic payments like Zelle or Apple Pay?
Nothing with that yet. I'm just letting my people decide what they want to pay from their bank to my processing department. I don't really want to get into a whole lot, at least at this moment.
Sure.
A whole lot of different Zelles, and, you know, because they know they can pay me Zelle if that's what they want to pay with, so.
Of course. Nice. You got it. I'll just put those there for now. And then if you ever, like I mentioned, if you want to make any changes, maybe switch over an ad, switch over a credit for veterans, anything specifically, any adjustments are included. Website's also bundled for free later on if you ever want to take advantage of that, okay?
Okay.
And I'm just going to override. Yes, sir.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah, you're good. I was just going to say I'm going to just override the credit here, lock in the pricing. Since we have you at a reduced rate, at 249, we'll read off a voice verification. It just outlines everything we're bundling in, that it's month to month, and just another added protection for you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to apply the credit here. Perfect. In terms of securing your campaign for the $249, what would you like to do? The Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Now, hold on.
Yes, sir.
I think MasterCard, but let me load.
Yeah, no worries.
What about Facebook ads? See, they stole my Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
So can you get me a new Facebook page going then?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll make sure to get that started, create the profile, and then also run the advertising. You'll have a technician and technician team, which is the next step. They'll do a client interview, and they'll just ask you about content, creating the Facebook, if you want a bio about your expertise, so the years you've been doing it, just to make sure we represent you properly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 33 years.
Very nice.
The only one. Yep.
Put that in. Oh, the MasterCard?
Yeah.
And the name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
It's my name.
Okay, well, thank you. And the card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
It is 5123-5400. No, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't use this one. I should use a different one. Hold on. It's a MasterCard as well. But
oh, okay.
This one's tied to an entity that's in question as far as if I'm going to be able to use it or not.
Oh, gotcha.
So let's do this one. 5126 5900.
Okay.
0749
Thank you. And the expiration date, month and year, Paul?
1/29.
And the security code on the back of the card?
779.
Awesome. And the billing for the card, is it the same as the office? Is it the 10/11 top 10?
No, this one's fixed. You want a different? You want the whole address, or is this just the zip code?
Yes, please, just the whole address.
11801 West 54th Terrace.
Okay.
At Shawnee, Kansas.
Okay.
66203.
You got it. I'm just going to repeat it back just to have it right here. So I have, let me go ahead and see here. Give me 1 second. Okay, so I don't know why it's showing up like that. Give me 1 second. So I have 11801 West 54th Terrace.
Yep.
And that's zip code 66203, just to make sure.
Yes, sir. Shawnee, Kansas.
You got it. And, of course, this wouldn't be displayed online or anything like that if it's a home office. So it's just for internal billing purposes, okay?
Yeah, thanks, because, yeah, it is my home.
Yeah, of course. No worries. We don't want to display that. And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read off the voice verification. I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Probably within about 1 to 2 minutes while we're still on the phone together, you're going to get a welcome text and a welcome email with everything we're including, everything in writing. It just outlines the service agreement with our company.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go ahead and grab the paper here. So it says, welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and just an added protection for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Stage 2, ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
Tree Doctor of Kansas City, LLC.
Perfect. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Weaver, CEO.
Thank you. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Thank you, sir. So to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and the phone calls from Local Splash?
Just Local Splash, not anybody. I don't have to worry about anybody else, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, sir. Yeah, just Local Splash. Just if we leave you a voicemail or text or email, just get back to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for sure.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. And then second part here, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Oh, anything else I might be doing?
Yeah, basically, exactly. So, yeah, if anybody calls and they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, lock in Facebook ads, cover directory submissions, manage and maintain keywords, if you hear anything that sounds like our service, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you have with us already, okay?
Sure.
Let me ask you this. When you Google Tree Doctor of Kansas City, what's the address on the Google page?
Good question. Let me go ahead and pop that up here. I'm going to verify that for you. I have the, is it the, is 939, is it the Cheyenne Ave?
Yep, that's mine.
Excellent. And then you want that still displayed online, right, as far as that location?
Absolutely, I do.
Beautiful. Awesome. Okay, awesome. That's what we have on file. Yeah, again, any changes or adjustments, or say if we see an inconsistency on another site, or we kind of see that the name just says Tree Doctor or has the incorrect address, you'll have a cleanup that we'll do. So we'll go ahead and make sure that everything is consistent as far as name, address, and phone number before everything gets initially put out there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, because there is Tree Doctors out there, but they don't have my website, my phone number, or my tagline, or my logo. So
yeah.
There is going to be another Tree Doctor out there around here. But that's all right. We're gonna tear these guys up.
Yeah, 100%. This is what this helps with. You know, is creating that digital presence, that stronger listing. Also, ads are gonna be a huge part. So they understand the logo, the name. When it's consistent across the internet, that's the person to call. You know, you don't want to confuse them with different information. You want everything to be the same. So, yeah, definitely help you kind of solidify yourself and get you away from competitors and kind of help you stand out, because now you're programmed for search terms and your listings are popping and they're grabbing attention because there's ads behind them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then on the website, can I start that at any time?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm going to have it noted that if you ever want to take advantage of the site, as long as you still own the domain name, which is the .com domain that you have, the treedoctorkc.com, we'll still use
right.
the same domain. It'll be the same name. It'll just be an updated template when they click on it, okay?
Yeah, I'd like to see some ideas if you have any.
Yeah, of course. I can send them to you.
And, of course, some content. What about adding content
to the one you have?
No, to the new one, because I really think of my page does need some refreshment. As you can see, it hasn't been taken care of that great. I mean, it looks good, and I make some money. It's valued at $500,000, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably about two.
Yeah, we'll update it, absolutely, definitely kind of enhance it. But not only that, we'll link and advertise it, so it'll be promoted all across the internet when it comes down to the keywords, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So I'll put it here, and I'll send over the example once we disconnect here. Really nice, really compatible. Of course, once you have a nice site, people understand that this is the company to kind of go with, and they understand that this is the best company to work for. So we'll make sure to get that program for you. And, yeah, I'm going to notate that. And then last part here says, for your payment and initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is August 19, 2024. And just the discounted price at just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your programming at any time by contacting client support. This is a reoccurring payment, so next month on the 19th, it'll be the same price as $249. If you ever decide to cancel, just call us 3 days. That way we could discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do that. And quick question.
Yes, of course.
Now, of course, being a seasonal business, although I would like to, get in some more tree trimming, but what if I just said in December and January, we just want to put it down till February? Is that all right?
Oh, yes. Sanji, yeah, we also have a pause or a hold you could put for seasonal businesses, and we wouldn't charge you for that month that you have it on hold. So, yes, of course. Of course, it's an option.
Awesome.
You got it. I'm excited. I know you guys are going to really love the service. I mean, I want to be the first one, Pops, to kind of welcome you to the local Splash family. So, absolutely. And
well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. And the next thing we'll do here is just lock in the client interview with the technicians. Really nice. They're really smart. They're just going to cover content, keywords, search terms. It's a huge boost in presence that you'll get. So we want to just make sure we represent you properly across the internet with everything across the board, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and open up the technician's calendar here. And I'll just kind of check the earliest availability that best fits your schedule. And typically we block out an hour just in case of any questions or anything like that. But they're about a 20, 35, 40-minute phone call, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time. But it's just really important to kind of finish. So, but I do have a slot here open. I'm not sure if this is a good time, but looks like 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Would that be a good time in between 1 and 2?
Yeah, that's probably Central Time.
Central Time, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should work.
I also have later about 3 o'clock in between 3 and 4, and then also earlier, like around 9, and then also 10. If those work better.
Yeah, 9 would probably work better.
Okay. I'll put you in that time slot right in the morning. And, in between 9 and 10, they'll call you. They're pretty on time when it comes down to calling. So if they don't get you, or if you guys miss each other, they'll leave you a voicemail, and you could always reschedule if need to, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And another thing that you'll have, Paul, is just a security question. So if you or maybe Calvin or you have a secretary or a partner that wants to call in to make a change to a photo or the ads, we're always going to ask the security question just to make sure they're authorized to make that change. As far as the options, yes, sir, we have the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use?
My first pet.
Excellent. And what was your first pet's name?
Bach, B-A-C-H.
B-A-C-H. Got it. Awesome. So, yeah, just in case somebody calls in, they want to make a change to the ads, they want to switch over content, maybe they want to update to the photos, we're always going to ask a security question just to make sure that they're authorized to make that change when they call, okay?
All right.
Very nice. I'm going to put you in there. And another thing you should be getting, I just want to make sure that they're corresponding, is the welcome text and the welcome email. Usually the text message, it always pings the fastest, but it'll just say, welcome to Local Splash. We sent everything to you in writing via email. And it should have a live link where it says click here.
Okay.
And, basically that's your invoice, your terms, everything we're including with the package. So you can kind of check that out. It kind of outlines the pricing. And, there's also a section where it asks you to confirm and sign. And what that does, it just locks in the discounted price, Paul, and that's just another added protection for you, okay?
Sounds good.
Excellent. I'm excited for you. I know you're going to love the service. It'll be me and the technician that's going to call you here tomorrow morning to get everything done in between 9 and 10. Thank you again for you and your son for choosing Local Splash. I'm also putting his name on file. So he's also a co-owner and authorized user to make changes, unless you want it otherwise. It's up to you.
No, Zane. Yeah, put it on Zane.
Zane?
He's good. Yep.
Okay. You got it. We're here to help you guys, and you have a wonderful rest of the evening. We'll talk to you here tomorrow morning, okay?
Sounds good, sir. Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.